Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
To the believer, two dimensions and encounter of God. Now, if we read the book of John chapter 14, verse 17. John chapter 14, verse 17 defines the dual work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. John chapter 14, verse 17. Let's read together. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he will dwell with you first. The first work is that he's going to dwell with you. Second, and he shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit has a dual expression in the life of the believer. Number one, he is to be with the believer. The number two, he is to be in the believer. This is true because the ordination of the believer, or the calling of the believer, is a call to two things. A call to two things. The book of Mark chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Let's read quickly. I'm just laying foundation. Hello, Apostle Israel. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. Now, let's read very well. And he ordained the 12 that they should be what? Be with him. Number one, have you seen it? And that he might what? Send them forth to preach. So whenever God calls you, the calling is not only about sending you. The calling is that you will be with him, having oneness, having an alignment, having an agreement with God. Are you following me? Having a fellowship with him. That is the first and the most important thing. So he always called us so that we will be with him, so that we can be like him. Because the more we are with him, we tend to be like him. And then when we become like him, he sent us forth to preach. So when Jesus was leaving, he said he will send another comforter, Allos Parakletos, which means the same. So if that was what Jesus was to them, that he was with them, then it means that the Holy Spirit will be with them and be in them. The ordination of the believer is in a dual form. So if our calling has two sides of it, it means that the Holy Spirit must meet these two sides. Hallelujah. So this is the reason when even they were, when they even received the breath of the Holy Spirit from them. In the book of John, the chapter 20, verse 21 and 22, the Bible says, when Jesus came, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. We can still see in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 4, that he still told them to what? To wait. Why wait? Because the complete work of the Holy Spirit in their life should be twice. It should be dual. The experience should be what? Dual, not one. As a result of what God intends to do with them. So, the question therefore that have you received the Holy Ghost is to establish the fact that have you experienced the dual act of the Holy Spirit, which guarantees the fullness of God in your life. So when the question, have ye received the Holy Ghost, it is to ask that, is the work of the Holy Ghost in your life complete? The experience of the Holy Ghost, is it complete? So in the early church, they were very interested in the act of the apostles, were interested in the life of the believers, number one, to find out the fullness of the Spirit in them. So what we are going to look at today is to find out whether or not we have the complete experience and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Complete experience and encounter with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Okay. Now, to be able to establish this very point, we have to understand the three-dimensional relationship of God with the believer. If you study scriptures very well, you will find out that our relationship with God is in three dimensions. The first is God for us.
God for us. Are you there? Have you taken that note? Number two, God with us. And number three, God in us. Take note of these three things I've mentioned. God for us. Hallelujah. God for us. God with us. God in us. This three-dimensional relation with God, if you look into the Old Testament, you will find out that the Old Testament people had two of them, or had opportunity to experience two of them. But it's only in the New Testament that we had the full scope of that relationship with God. I'm still talking about, have ye not received the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Let's continue. Now, when we say God is for us, what is the point we are establishing? Are you with me? To be for you, or God to be for you, it suggests that God supports you. God is your advocacy, or God is interested in your well-being. That is the point. God is for us. So God being for us guarantees our success and prosperity. So the prosperity of the believer has nothing to do with God in the believer or God with the believer. It has to do with God being for the believer. And when we say God is for you, the point we are establishing is that when it comes between you and the world, God is on your side. So in the book of Romans, the chapter 8, verse 31, can we read it? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So the point that God is for you establishes the fact that when there are folks, enemies, because God is for you, you always what? Triumph. Follow me. Are you following me? Let's read. Because it's for us, see what comes along. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Are you following? How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? This point here makes it clear that I do not need to even have a relationship with God to be blessed. Are you with me? Yes. As long as God is for me, and God is for the believer. Is God not your father? He is for you. So our blessing has nothing to do with even relationship with God. Why I mean relationship? Not that you are not born again. I hope you understand the point I'm saying. As long as God is for you. So when people learn how to make God to be for them, it's good to go. But is that all to the things that God wants to have with you? No. It moves on to the next level of relationship. God with us. To be with means we have a sense of shared time, experiences, and emotional connection. It also means that you have each other's company, or you enjoy each other's presence. In simple terms, there is a bond and a relationship. So if you look at the life of the people of Israel, you find out that God was always for them. But when it comes to being with, it was few people. Only few people had a relationship with God in the Old Testament. But God was for Israel. Said the nation Israel is mine. If you touch them, I will touch you. So you at that point, all you need to be is an Israelite. As long as you're an Israelite, God is for you. So most of the deliverances they had, their share in the land of Canaan, had nothing to do. Are you following me? had nothing to do with the relationship they have with God. It has to do because they are children of Israel. Oh, are you not with me? So they had a portion of the land of Canaan, not because they had a relationship with God, but because they are children of what? Israel. But God was not with all of them. I believe most of you remember that Sam died on the desert. Do you remember that? Sam didn't reach the promised land. Do you remember that? Do you know that God was angry with Sam? He opened the ground and then he buried them. So that tells you that God can be for you, but may not be with you. So the second level of relationship that you have to have with God has to do with what? God being with what? With you. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which interprets God is with us. So you find out that when Jesus came on the scene, God dwell with man and begin to what? Walk with man, had relationship with man. Hallelujah. If you check the Old Testament, you find that there were few people that the Bible said God was with them. One of example was Moses. In the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 17, God said that as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 10, we saw that God was with David. So I am still talking about, have you received the Holy Ghost? So when you are born again, you remember that Paul questioned them. Do you know what? Are you following now? He said, in the first reading that we did, we should read again. They said, you met certain believers and asked them. Oh, said, oh, we are born again. Said, no. We have to make sure you have the Holy Ghost. Because God can be for you, but may not be with you. The third one, which was only exclusive to the New Testament believer, is God in us. This is the highest form of relationship we have with God, that is when God himself come to dwell in man to work through him. At this point, we are not only in relationship with him, sharing time and experiences with him, we are actually sharing in his complete nature. There is a difference between me sharing my time with you, and there's a difference between me sharing my nature with you. Do you know that even couples, to some point, they have separate bank accounts? Oh, you don't know. If you want to send Momo to us, of my will send it to. If you send, will I receive notification? So mommy, when they send you Momo, do I receive notification? Even couples, even though they are with each other, they are permanent roommates, but they don't share everything. Do I wear the same dress that you wear? Are you with me? Yes. So at this stage, this is beyond the matter of relationship. We share the complete nature of God. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 20 to 21. Have ye received the Holy Ghost? Follow me. Come in there. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in what? Me, and I in what? In you. Continue. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That is Jesus talking here. Can you see the dual ministry again? I am in you, and I'll manifest myself to you. Are you following? Are you following the picture here? I am in you, but I'll still do what? Manifest myself. This is the level of relationship we have with God that guarantees us overcoming the world. So if you find out with the old folks, that means the Old Testament, even though God was with them, the world had hand over them. Flesh dominated them. But the Bible said that we have overcome the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Can we read that one quickly? First John chapter 4 verse 4. Ye are of what? God. Did you read that? Ye are of what? Little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than not he that is in. Do you notice what he said? He said greater is he that is what? So the reason why the old folks, the Old Testament, they couldn't stand the devil. They couldn't stand. Like, if you look at their life, you could see that God has to totally protect them. But in this generation, he said, we can cast out devils. You see, they couldn't cast out devils. Do you know their method of dealing with witchcraft? They kill the person. So in the Old Testament, it says, suffer not a witch to what? To live. In our generation, suffer them to live and cast the spirit out. They couldn't do that because the level of relationship that God was, the nature of God was not captured in them. The nature of God was not captured in them. So although God was with them in terms of relationship wise, the Spirit of God was manifesting himself upon their lives. They couldn't have the in expression. Are you with me? So God with Acts and God in Acts is the ultimate relationship that we should pursue, two of us. Because automatically God is what? For us, two of us. But God in us and God with us is a step that we should what? Pursue. So what is this God in us and God with us? God with us and God in us is the full scope of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. John chapter 14 verse 7, that's read. He shall be with you and be in you. Is that not it? And you know the Holy Spirit is God. The nature of what? The Spirit. We spoke about it. He is what? God. So God in us. So he said the Holy Spirit is going to come. He said God will be with us. And God will be in what? In us. So God with us. And God in us. Is the full scope of the work of the Holy Spirit. That is, God will be in us as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and God being with us as the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So have you received the Holy Ghost? We are talking about the indwelling and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So if you look at the life of Moses, the Bible said God was with him. Do you notice what was happening in the life of Moses? You saw the miracles, the signs and wonders God did with him. Did you see the life of David, a man God was with? Did you see the life of the old folks that God was with them? Can you talk about Elijah? The Bible said, and the hand of God was upon Elijah, was with him. We are talking about a great move of God, which calls for the demonstration of the power of God. The Bible said that is God being with them. Hallelujah. But we have God in us. So have you received the Holy Ghost? It's a question of a fact that is God indwelling you, and has he what? Fill you. Hallelujah. So imagine God living in us and being in us. Even those who was just with them, see what they did. And imagine those of us he's in us. Ha. Oh Jesus. Hence, you can't have the full access or the fullness of God without the two experiences. Let me make this clear to you. You can't have what? the full access. I said you can't do what? Have the full access of the fullness of God if the two experiences does not happen in your life. So when we say somebody is full of the Holy Ghost, we are talking about the complete experience of the indwelling and the infilling. So you have to make sure that both the indwelling and the infilling, they are always at par. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 that we read, can we project Ephesians chapter 3? Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14, right? I mentioned verse 14. Yeah. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit. By his heart. In the heart. In a man. Continue. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, continue, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Can you just imagine that? So the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the reason why we are able to comprehend. It is a matter of fact that that is why people cannot understand the things of the kingdom. Are you with me? So your ability to comprehend is based on the indwelling of the Spirit. That ye might be what? Filled. Have you seen it now? So the Spirit was strengthening the inner man. But there is now what? A filling with all the fullness of what? God. Have you received the Holy Ghost? I hope you are not lost. Are you with me? Are you with me? But there is a very important thing to look out over here. If you read the account of scriptures very well, you will find out that in as much as both experience was very important, in the early church, when they asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost? It had to do with one of the experiences. And that is what we want to exploit today. Why was that the question of the day? Let's look at it. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Are you following? But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from what? On high. Continue. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hand and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. I want you to understand that. I want you to hold that word there. Great joy. Follow me very well. Joy. Great joy. Now, you find out that in this place, Jesus was telling them that you should wait for the promise of the Father. Who was the promise of the Father? The Holy Ghost, right? Hello, the Holy Ghost, right? Now, I said you should hold on with a great joy. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Let's look at something. Do you know joy is the thing of the Spirit? Do you know that? So, if the Spirit has not filled you or is not in you, you can't have joy. Do you know that? Do you know that? But he said they should wait for the promise. Is that not it? But here we see great joy. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love and what? So, which of the Spirit are they waiting for? Do you see the whole calculation here? The Bible said when Jesus parted or was carried away, they went back to Jerusalem with what? Great joy. A fruit of the Spirit. So, in other words, they have received the Spirit. And that was in the book of John chapter 20. He breathed unto them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So, that was the indwelling. So when he said they should wait for the promise, what was he talking about? He was talking about the infilling. So anytime we ask the believer, have ye received the Holy Ghost? We are talking about the infilling. Why? Because the indwelling is an act that happens to you automatically the moment you're born again.
But that's not all to the experience of the Holy Spirit. The infilling is a different dimension. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 4, he made the same statement. Why is this matter of the infilling very important to God? Follow me very well. There is a work of the Holy Spirit that God desires in the lives of the believer. And this has to do with the act of dominating. Follow me. I'm telling you why it was very crucial in the early church that the baptism of the Holy Ghost, have you received the Lord, the infilling, was a very important matter to them. This is because there is a work of the Holy Spirit God desired to see in the life of the believers. And that work was the act of dominating. Because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of dominion. Follow me. To dominate, let me define dominion to you. To dominate or have dominion means to control, have authority, or rule over a certain area or group. It can also imply sovereignty of power. This character and expression was an act of the Holy Spirit. But it was one of God's desires to see it in art in the life of man. Are you with me? This expression of the Holy Spirit was not captured in the act of the indwelling. And I'm going to show it to you. When the Holy Spirit indwells a person, there are three things that happen to the person. I'm going to show it to you. Follow me. So to dominate or to have dominion is that God look forward to see that the believer will have total control. Said, I've given you authority over what? Scorpions. Over what? God was looking up to king priests that they will rule over the affairs of God on this earth. So he said, behold, I would build my church and the gate of hell. Because he had people to, and this aspect of God or this desire of God was only in the Holy Spirit, captured in the Holy Spirit as what? An expression of dominion. Called the power, the sovereignty of his what? His power. That is not an act of an indwelling. So it was very important topic in the early church that have you received the Holy Ghost was very important question. You may think that what pastor is saying is not in scriptures. Let me help you. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Let's see what God was saying there. And God said, let us what? Make man in our image after what? Our likeness. This is an act of indwelling. The image, that very, you see, that is why he came to live in us, so that his image and not likeness will be seen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. He in you, that beauty will come. As you are with an open face, behold in a glass, I ought change into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Now watch over. And let them have what? Dominion over the what? Fishes of the sea. So God's intent and purpose is that man will have what? Dominion. Dominion has been God's agenda. So the first dominion God gave man was dominion over the natural realm. Over fishes, over birds, over cows, creeping and all kinds of animal on earth was the first dominion. So that man could get acquainted with what? That expression. But the ultimate dominion was not given. That was what? Dominion over what? The spirit realm. So you read the book of Philippians chapter 2. The Bible says, for God has exalted his name above all names, that in heavens, on earth, and even beneath the earth, there's one name. And that was the name given unto us. Say, for that name has been given unto us. Are you with me? So dominion has been God's desire. Dominion has been God's ultimate plan, and it is the thing of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, his ultimate sovereign power. So what God wanted to see in Adam is that the ultimate sovereign power of the Holy Spirit will fully rest upon Adam, says that even the spirit realm and every force over there will bow. Are you with me? Well, are you following what I'm saying? Are you following? But no man ever reached that level. So the old, you know, man never reached that level. And to the extent that man even degraded, his system was corrupted. So the whole salvation package was, number one, to restore man back to the earth, original creation that God wanted him to be. Are you following me? That's why the new creature is a very dangerous species. Because the new creature, the born again Christian, is a restored and even a better version of Adam, who have what it takes to have, who has the indwelling of the Spirit of God in him. Okay. But was that all? No. That was not all. Why? That was not all, because when Jesus came, he only didn't come to what? Restore man. He also came with the kingdom of God. What did Jesus say? He said, if by my finger I cast out the devils, it means that the kingdom of God is near you. If you hear the preachings of Jesus in the book of Matthew, you hear that the kingdom of God has come. What is the prayer point or the prayer topic Jesus gave the disciples when he's teaching them how to pray? Our Father who art in what? Hallowed be thy kingdom. Now, when we say kingdom should come, what does it mean? The word kingdom is king and is what? Dominion. So if the kingdom of God has come on earth, who are those who are going to take charge? So the idea of God for, or the desire of God for the believer, is that dominion will be an expression of him. And that aspect of the Holy Spirit was the promise. That now that you have my nature in you, now that you have my spirit indwelling you, now you are fit to what? Rule on my behalf. So the Bible said, oh heavens, is the Lord's abode, but the earth has he given over unto the sons of men. So God did not only come to save us, but actually he saved us that we would be a partaker. So the Bible said, we are joint head with Christ. We rule with Christ. The Bible said, for we are in Christ, seated at the right hand side of God. That expression means that we are not only being born again, having the Spirit of God regenerated, living in us to show forth the character of God. However, we are prepared to be vessels that the Spirit of God will constantly dwell in us and live in us and be upon us. That dominion shall be our expression. I pray for you today. Have you received the Holy Ghost? If indeed you have received the Holy Ghost, we must see the sovereign power of God working in your life. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Jesus forbade the disciples not to even represent him, because that sovereign power has not come upon him. So he said, when the Spirit, listen to what Jesus says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Can we read? Oh Jesus. Mando bro shevele gedaya. Shebrando shababababa. Vele ne masaya. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you. Oh, ye shall receive power. That is an act of dominion. So the disciples were born again. The Spirit of God was dwelling in them. They had the nature of God in them. The character of God was born in them. But he said, wait until my sovereign power rest upon you. I pray for you. If indeed ye have received the Holy Ghost, then let the power of God be manifested in your life. The Bible said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I declare, oh, ye have received the Holy Ghost. I declare that power shall be an expression of your life. You shall rule. You shall rule her. You shall not be ruled over. I declare in the name of Jesus. Sickness shall not rule over your life. Poverty shall not rule over your life. And no obstacle shall rule over your life. For ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I'm going to prove to you. Let me share quickly with you. Oh, hey, he shall receive power. So the promise of the Holy Ghost was a promise of dominion. The restoration in the Garden of Eden, that man never completed. It was what God gave back to us. That was the promise of the Holy Ghost. So that promise was talking about dominion. That means that the believers by no circumstance should be dominated. The question today we are answering it to: have you received the Holy Ghost? Then nothing should dominate your life. When the Bible says he has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness, you think it was a joke? All things pertaining to what? Life and godliness. Through the knowledge of his son. Do you get it? It stands to say that the believer should not in any circumstances be dominated. So what is killing the unbeliever shouldn't kill you. See, the problem is, you said you have received the Holy Ghost. Why have you not seen it? We have wrong conception and wrong understanding. Do you know why the early church didn't joke with it? Take me to the book of Acts chapter 4. Let's go to the... Take me to the verse 32. Let me see something. Acts chapter 4. What's something? When the Holy Ghost came upon them, the second coming, as recorded in scriptures, because you know the infilling is a continual thing. I will come there. And the multitude of them that believed were coveting Accra. One step back. And when they had prayed, the place was what? Shaking, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. This is not even my point. Move downwards. Let me show you something. Go, next verse. Verse 33. And with what? Church together. And with what? Oh, come on. And with what? Louder. And with what? Give the apostles what? Witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. I pray for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Mano Moshivalata. Have ye received the Holy Ghost? The Bible said that when the apostles, the Holy Ghost came upon them with great power. Manco valasiendes. With great power, The Bible said notable miracles were done by them that people couldn't deny it. With great power, It was that expression of power that in the book of Acts, as Peter, Amando Shende met the man at the beautiful gate, said, what have I given you? I said, when you said you have received the Holy Ghost, it means that dominion is upon your life. In other words, nothing must not dominate your life. Nothing. Don't be a tongue-speaking believer, empty tongue-speaking believer. The early church were not empty tongue-speaking believer. You share in the same trouble with the unbeliever. What is wrong with you? That when a believer is in trouble, you see the believer going to the unbeliever to, oh, so where is that Holy Ghost you said you have received? When God created the earth and the earth became formless and void, who moved? The Bible said the Spirit of God. When your life has hit that level of what? Of darkness. When your life has hit that level, what do you do? See, because Jesus had the fullness of the Spirit upon him, even water, he walked on it. Nothing in this time realm limited him. He was man like you, full of the Holy Spirit. In the olden days, in the Old Testament, when men had this kind of encounter, and this is the infill, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God being with you. When this was upon them, people like Elijah could call down fire. They multiplied bread. Moses divided the Red Sea. I want to ask you, which of the Holy Spirit have you received? That is different from them. Oh, I said I've seen the act of the Holy Spirit. Actually, the book of Acts is not the act of the apostles. Actually, the right word is the act of the Holy Spirit working through men. I pray for you. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you? If indeed you have received the Holy Ghost, then we must see the act of dominion in your life. That's what I said next year. You and I. You see, you must be angry. See, there are prayers we are going to pray next year. We are going to tell God, God, if you don't use me, Lord, you have to full usage. Say, God, you I can't. Do you know how pathetic it is for you to wake up and speak in tongues and still see nothing happen in your life? This generation, we believe in tongues more than even our forefathers, but they see more raw power than our own. You see, and the issue is the imbalance. Actually, the fullness has to do with the indwelling. So if you're not mindful, you are not the person walk in the spirit, the indwelling. If you don't walk in it, you see that the infilling will also be ineffective. I'll come there. It's another whole topic.
Today I came to tell you, have you received the Holy Ghost? I want you to answer, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? My brother, there is more beyond the upper room experience. There is more beyond tongue speaking. I pray for you. If indeed you have received the Holy Ghost, then you must continue the act of the apostles. The act of apostles was never closed up, because there were other men of God God was looking up to raise. Submit Wigglesworth is not better than you. He's just a man subjected to life passing like you. Oh, I pray for you. Commando Briasata. People like Archbishop Benson in the Hosa are not men who are better than us. They were just mortal men like us. I pray for you. If the same spirit that fall upon Jesus fell on them, that men saw them as extraordinary people, then I tell you that you have received the same spirit. Therefore, if ye have received the Holy Ghost, let us see the work of the Holy Ghost in your life. If ye have received the Holy Ghost, then let us see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in your life. I'm tired of we Christians walking about parading that we have received the Holy Ghost, and all we need to do is to speak in tongues. And a man of God had an issue recently because he criticized tongue speaking. Anyway, he might have not well spoken about it in the context that you want to understand it, but he had a point. Because they may not be doing the redeeming tongues prayers, but their tongues was producing results. We speak all kinds of vocabularies of tongues. You know, tongue speaking is an evidence of what? The infilling, right? We speak all kinds of vocabulary of tongues, and yet there's little or no power. If ye have received the Holy Ghost, let us see the work of the Holy Ghost. Quickly. What happens when you experience the infilling? I want to let go of what happens when you experience the indwelling time for time factor. Hadama Koshaya. Can you lift up your voice and speak in tongues for 1 minute? Manke bro Vesaya. I want you to go back and look at things that have been disturbing your life and tell them today your office is overthrown. I want you to lift up your voice and say that. Oh, Mande Breshavala Dakaya. There is a desire of the Holy Spirit that God seeks to see in your life. That has to do with dominion. The spirit of dominion. When he comes upon you, he expects you to dominate. The Bible said these were men who turned the city upside down. Because whenever they go, they rule. Whatever they go, they rule. The Bible said for whatever the king is, there is what? There is law. There is law. I pray for you. Kana Movela Masa. Lebra valo shende keda masuya. Oh, vela no momosia. Number one. Whenever the infilling happens to a person, that is not all to what the Holy Ghost wants to do. In fact, that is the initial stage. That is the beginning. Do you know that many believers have been limited or reduced to believe that the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the infilling of the Holy Ghost is all about the outward experience. So when they receive tongue speaking, that is all. Do you know that that is the gateway to the supernatural? Number one, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is the gateway to the supernatural. And when I talk about the supernatural, I'm talking about the 9 gifts that we already spoke about. To be able to operate in the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, you need the infilling. So therefore, if anybody here has received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, it is expected of that person to at least have an operation of at least one of the gifts. Because those gifts of the Holy Spirit are expressions of the supernatural. Number one. Now the question is, if I put you on the limelight to examine you, will we see any of the traces of at least a gift in your life? Will we see the revelatory gifts, all the vocal gifts, all the power gifts at work in your life? Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, it comes with the supernatural. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, concerning the heart, the spiritual. I'll have you not ignorant. They said there are diversities of what? Gifts. But the same spirit. Verse 4. There are what? Diversities of what? Gifts. But the same what? Spirit. Diversity of gifts. So when the Spirit of God comes upon a man, we see the supernatural. It is supernatural to heal. Miracles, signs and wonders are an act of what? The supernatural. So the question is, if indeed the Holy Ghost is come upon you, ye have received the Holy Ghost, when we put you on the limelight, are we going to see an act of supernatural in your life? I pray for you. I said next year, brace yourself. See, everybody must be super. Everybody must pray supernaturally here. Oh, no. It's not for only the pastor. Paul said, for this promise, said, for this promise is unto you and to your children and unto all those who call on the name of the Lord. I said, in the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 28, what did he say? At the last, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the young men and the young men will prophesy. Next year, I said, we are entering into a moment of what? Revival. The spirit of what? Everybody will at least have some act of supernatural life in their life. Oh, see, there are certain things that if you're not ready, you may leave this church. It's not as we are going to sack you, but the system will push you away. Because if indeed we say we have received the Holy Ghost, then we have to see. Because we have to see at least an act of what? The supernatural. We should come to church and we have people who will give us word of knowledge, word of wisdom. We should have people who will man the gate of the church with the descending of spirit. We should have people who man the gate with the act of faith. Calling into being things that by natural means will not happen. I pray for you. If indeed ye have received the Holy Ghost, then we have to see the supernatural in your life. If indeed ye have received the Holy Ghost, then we have to see the supernatural in what? When it came upon the early church, the Bible said they went about. The Bible said how God has anointed Jesus Christ with what? Holy Ghost and what? With power. Who went about what? Doing good and healing they that were oppressed by the devil. May God use you to cast out demons. See, yeah, casting out demons is an act of faith. So if you are here and there is a witch or a wizard in your family playing with the destinies of people and you can't handle it and you still said you speak in tongues, the question is, have you received the Holy Ghost? If you are here and in constance there is a repetition of an attack in your family, the question is, have you received the Holy Ghost? If you are here and you every time there is something that will come and mess up your life, I said, see, there are some people do not the whole of this year, some people are here, nobody has given favored them before. It's possible. The whole of the year. Nobody has. How many of you have somebody call you and give you money to bless you before this year? Let me see by hand. If you have not, I'll pray for you right now. It's a serious matter. Yes. Hallelujah. So the whole of you, there are people who have not even laid hand on people to pray for headache, common headache. In fact, they don't even believe that they can even do it. Do you know that the one who ministered to Paul was brother out Ananias, not Apostle Paul, Ananias? Even before Jesus, Philip became an evangelist, he already went to Samaria to stir the place up. Evangelist, there were miracles, signs, and wonders. Do you know why? That is because the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If somebody is sick in the house, before you take them to the hospital, exercise the Holy Ghost. When you are exercising, it's not only praying in tongues, sometimes exercise the supernatural. you are there, you are doing something, I'm not seeing top. I don't understand how she sit down, I'll be learning it. I'm not getting it, then I'll not get up. And come on, what is the Holy Ghost doing? Blow in tongues for 5 minutes and go back and see if that will not enter the head. Or at that old mountain before Zerubbabel. At that old mountain, you become a plain land. I pray for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Can you answer the question? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Let's see the act of the Holy Ghost in your life. Let's not stop this kind of fanatic Christian life where we take care of ourselves because we speak in tongues and we pray and pray and then we feel so relieved and lose energy and go home and still be in the same situation. Next year, something has changed in your life. 2024. If you're not ready for change, you can leave the church. Something must change. Sometimes when I read the book of Acts, sometimes also, could you imagine the Bible said people were making prayers? You watch Prison Break. You saw how they suffered before they broke out. But Prison Break happened in the book of Acts because men prayed. Prison Break. Yes. Let's not watch Prison Break over here. You go and watch it, then you understand how you understand what I'm talking about. What it took them to escape from prison. Even that one they had some leverage of movement. The Bible said Peter was held to chain two bodyguards, a lot of guard, beyond three gates. Yes, the Holy Ghost broke out. I pray for you. If you have received the Holy Ghost, I don't know whatever is holding your blessing. I don't know whatever is holding your progress. I don't know whatever is holding that lifting that God wants to lift you. If you have received the Holy Ghost and you lift up your voice in prayer, Holy Ghost will answer. I said, Holy Ghost, what? Hallelujah. Number two, I'm wrapping up. Actually, I wanted to talk about four things, but time factor. Wow. When the Holy Ghost comes on a man, one of the things that happens is that he releases the man into service. The spirit of dominion is a spirit that comes towards work, service, calls to service. Whenever you see a man under the influence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the man steps to work. Let's read a few scriptures. Then I'll explain them. We pray. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 14. Oh, Jesus. And Jesus returned in the power of what? The Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout the regions around about. Continue on the next verse. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Next one. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up before to read. If you read now, you said that when he came, because of the Spirit that came upon him, that he was full. The Bible said he started to manifest. How? The Bible said his fame, what? What made his fame went out? What made Jesus famous? The fullness of the Spirit. You are here looking for fame. I'm showing you the what. When the Holy Ghost is upon a man, it's just a matter of time. Everybody will hear of that person. Some 5 years ago, do you know who Pastor Elvis was? I said 5 years ago, do you know who was Pastor Elvis? 5 years ago, do you know who was Apostle Aromi? Most of you have not heard of him. In some 5 years' time, you'll be here, you'll be surprised how people hear about your pastor. You want to be famous. You think it's in social media. You think it's in slaying. When a man came back in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said his fame went about. You don't know what. See, The Holy Ghost is an attention seeker. When he was coming on Jesus, he came and whilst everybody got, that was the day he came. In the book of Acts chapter 2, when he was coming, the day that they were all gathered together, the day of Pentecost, the day of feasting, when everybody, a whole place was charmed, that was the day he descended. You don't seek attention more than the Holy Ghost. He always makes his presence known to everybody. When the Holy Spirit comes on a man, he releases him to service. And in that act of service, you see the fame of that man going forward. I pray for you. I always say this, and I say this, if indeed it's the Spirit of God that is using you, we will know. We will know, because we will not see you struggling to be what, famous. You will not be using, now we want to make people happy in the church. You can be famous by money, but that one it will fade away. There are names that some years ago in this country were big names, because they had money, they can bring any of the fathers, and they were trending. Is that not it? They were the people you're inviting. I'm not talking more than 5 years or 6 years. When we were in the university, we heard of these people. They'll come to our campuses, come and mess things up and go away. Had songs and whatever they call it. Professor, all kinds of fake prophecies. Had money. Now, where are they? But those that waited on the Holy Ghost, I give an example, people like Pastor Elvis. 5 years ago, you didn't know who he was. Today, don't you know him? You are all Aphariens here. I know. You are all Aphariens. I've been monitoring. I know all of you. Aphariens. Why? Because Holy Ghost came on a man. You think that you cannot be lifted. Do you know where Archbishop Benson Idahosa was coming from? Do you know where Archbishop Duncan Williams was? I want to show you what Holy Ghost can do to a man when it comes upon him. I pray for you. I said, I pray for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Then we have to see the act of the Holy Ghost in your life. The Bible said the fame of the apostles said went about because of how God was using them. Today I came here to stir you up that don't be a tongue speaking believer only, but let the world know that you have received the Holy Ghost and that the act of the Holy Ghost is being manifested in your life. That power shall be the thing of you. I pray for you. I say, starting from today, whatever dominates you should not dominate you again. I declare in the name of Jesus, man namo shava brasaya. I'm done preaching. I said, I came here to stir you up. If ye have received the Holy Ghost, then let us see the act of the Holy Ghost in your life. The Bible said, even things that we have not think of, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, than the things we can even think on us by the Spirit at work in us. I don't know the kind of greatness that you are not thinking of. Sometimes I think of buying estates, I think of owning place. The Bible said God can do exceedingly because the Holy Ghost is upon my life. Today I want you to pray and say, oh Holy Ghost that made Jesus famous, oh Holy Ghost that came on the early church. Sometimes when I sit down, I remember how God used my father. And I said, oh, Holy Ghost. Hola Makomanda Brasaya. The Holy Ghost of Apostle Makion. Semenele Mekubaya Saya. Let me not be reduced to a tongue speaking believer. But let the act of your spirit be seen in my life. Ade Mano Saya. Let hands be pointed on me. And say that this is the man that turned the city upside down. I cannot fail my generation. Oh, yenio sakapaya. Adele meme mamo sende. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Adimo sende me kapaya. Ele momo kende besaya. And when the disciples were full of the Spirit, the Bible said, great power. And with great power, no more shenekaya. I can't be a powerless preaching Christian. Holy Ghost,
If indeed I have received you, then let the act of you be seen in my life. I am all a Messiah. Have ye received the Holy Ghost? You will not be in one corner crying because things are not working for you anymore. Be angry. And say, oh Holy Ghost. Oh Holy Ghost. It got to a time the Bible said, the aprons of the apostles, was enough to heal the sick because of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost, where are you, Mashanda? Take the stage and take the fame. All I want is you. Anamakabasa. Take me to that place. That place, oh my son. That when I come out to God, I shall be full of you. Ayanamamo. Ayanababo. Ayemakawasaya. Ey moro mene sande. Ayenomomomo sata. Adeye obro sende. Ayababo nememe messiah. Ayana mama mase. Ayeyo messiah. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, there's access to the supernatural. So the other day, Paul said, I didn't come to you in the name and in the enticing works of men, but I came by the demonstration of the power. Oh Holy Ghost, Bible said, eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things God had in store for us. Oh Holy Ghost, make me a separate man, a different man. Name Messiah. Mano Moshene. Oh, Adeya Babasaya. Let the days of Apostle Makiona. Let the days of Simit Wiggiswater. Oh, let the day of Catherine Coleman. We call and we summon you, Spirit of God. That oh, come upon us one more time. Ademe Moshene. Ayam Makababosaya. Ilana Mamoshene. Ilakambrana Mamo. Holy Ghost, Naset, Yamba Kumbesaya, Adinene Memo, O Lamanda Brasakapaya.
Somebody be on your feet. Rasha Stepratelega Bro Shage, Mongredi Vreti La Pro Shaka Pratalega Bahasha, Rokotoloko Presheke Pretanda Livike Osta Preke.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now. Lord.